Matthew 16, we hear the passion prediction of Jesus bearing the cross, and we see, along with the disciples, Christ in a transfiguration. This text begins with Jesus explaining to his disciples that Jesus must go to Jerusalem to be turned over to the Romans, and he'll be persecuted and killed. Then, on the third day, he will raise from the dead. This is the passion prediction. Then Jesus asked them, "Who do people say Jesus is?" After that, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do they say Jesus is?" Simon Peter gives the correct answer when he claims Jesus as the Son of the living God. Later, Peter will get it wrong when he says he will not let this happen to Jesus. It is then that Jesus says to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," and he tells Peter to stop thinking about earthly things and look with divine eyes to see what the purpose of Jesus is at this time. Jesus has set the stage and begins to explain what the disciples and we must do if we are truly followers of Jesus. "Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me," Jesus says, as we hear another hard lesson from Jesus. Following Jesus means living for others. It is difficult to deny ourselves because we have big plans for ourselves, and no one is going to do it for us. Simple encouragement from parents to small children begins the narcissistic mentality. I remember telling my girls when they were small how smart they are and how grown up they are. There's nothing wrong with that, right? They go to school, and we want them to be successful, so we tell them they can become whatever they want. Just work hard, keep your nose to the grindstone, and you could someday be President of the United States or the greatest scientist ever. You get the picture, right? In order to be the best, you have to be better than everyone else. We begin looking at each other as competition and not as brothers and sisters. Social media has perfected the narcissistic life with self-serving sites like Facebook. It's about me, me, me. Jesus says, "Deny yourself and pick up your cross." How many of us feel as if they will never live up to the pressures of family or society? Self-destructing teenagers attempt to end their life every day because they don't feel worthy. The unattainable giveaway to thoughts of life is not worth living for many. Jesus tells us to put others' needs first. Drug abuse and suicide continue to make the headlines because people of all ages are trying to find hope in all the wrong things, on earthly things. What we think is important for living, to Jesus, is not important at all. Deny yourself and follow Jesus. Yes, it will be difficult, and we may suffer for the burdens of ridicule. So, what is the upside? Jesus says, "Follow me, and I will show you." Then he tells Peter, James, and John to go up the mountain with him, and they get a glimpse into the future for those who listen to him. Jesus is transformed and gives these three disciples a clear picture of what our heavenly bodies will be like. If we want to be part of the kingdom of God, we must put others before ourselves. The heavens opened, and the Father said, "Listen to him. Listen to the Son of the living God, the one who opens the gate of salvation to all God's children." Amen. Let us pray. Radiant God, you revealed yourself in your Son Jesus when he was transfigured on the mountain before his disciples. Reveal yourself to us daily so that we might enlighten others with the good news of your love. Open again for all the gate of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.